This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Girls Choir of Wilmington is throwing a spring gala on March 26th at Watermark Marina. The choir celebrates its 20th anniversary and its 40th concert. Founder and director of the Girls Choir, Sandy Arante, talks about this milestone celebration.
It's a real celebration of our 20 years of existence, and there's going to be a lot of entertainment, much of it provided by our very own alums. There'll be singing and artwork. There's going to be a silent auction. There's going to be eating, testimonials. It's just going to be 4 hours of festivities.
One of Sandy's students, Emma Moyer, has been with the Girls Choir for 6 years. She told me what makes singing so important to her.
I have a brother with autism. His name is Joshua. And he used to get very anxious when he was younger. And when I was little, learning my ABCs, I would sing him the ABCs and he would calm down. And it made me happy knowing that that made him feel better. So I knew that I wanted to do that for the rest of my life. And so I would sing at church, and then my mom found me an amazing voice teacher, and then the voice teacher led me to Girls Choir now, and I'm really thankful for it. My favorite songs to sing are songs that you'll hear on Broadway and show tunes. It's also fun to sing songs that you don't know. We will sing a lot of sacred and classical and folk music. You get to sing such a wide range of songs and get your feel for what you like and what you don't like.
A new student with the choir, Malia Cassell, also joined us. She finds deep meaning in the messages delivered through music.
I like the same thing Emma does. I love Broadway. And I also like really heartfelt songs that we do because it sends chills through me. And it makes me happy to sing those songs because I feel like I'm making a difference.
What do you mean you're making a difference?
I'm putting out the message to other people, you know, you can do it. I remember singing a song about Martin Luther King and Gandhi, and it was really like, yeah, this is what these people did for us. So just combining music and history together was great.
Sandy Arante says her use of that song, In the Name of Love, was inspired by WHQR's George Scheibner last year. Sandy explains her feeling about the value of singing and what has inspired her to dedicate her life to music.
Well, I think that singing, being a part of music, can do two things. I think it's about expression and about communication. So whether you're hearing a song or you're singing a song, you need to be communicating or expressing yourself. And one of my great joys is when we are performing a concert, if I see people wiping their eyes, if we have touched someone's soul, then we have expressed ourselves. And perhaps that person is in need of expressing something, whether it's happy or sad or nostalgic or fearful. I just believe that music unplugs the soul, and to me, that's the magic of a song and music.
That was Sandy Arante, founder and director of the Girls Choir of Wilmington. The Spring Gala is Sunday, March 26th, 5 to 9 o'clock at Watermark Marina. Find details at whqr.org.